Friday night, December 4th, 11:13 p.m. Streaming live on Pride48.time. What? Streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for Mix Minus. I'm Daniel Brewer. I don't do the show alone, though. I did it with my good buddy Adam Burns from Arkansas. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Yes! It is!
Take a week off, and I can't remember how to talk. It's just crazy.
I missed the show, by the way. You'll hear that on thegeekygay.com today.
Wow. Well, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm always happy to ask you.
No, you're not. We have a proven track record of that, and the times that you actually ask me how I'm doing are few and far between, Adam, but that's not why we're here. They're not here tonight listening to us whine and bitch at each other, are they? No, they're here because it's Christmas time, Adam. Do you feel it? Do you feel it in the air? Do you feel the Christmas in the air?
Christmas time is here.
I saw on the Facebook.
That was horrible.
What?
Another thing that happens as you get older is your singing voice goes to shit.
Yes.
I used to be in a choir. Mm-hmm. I used to do all this, and I try to sing, and I'm like, yeah. I was in the Turtle Creek Chorale. I made all-state choir. Now I can't sing two notes. Were you noticing?
I don't remember what I was noticing.
That's another thing that happens when you get old. This is okay. I know these are like five tangents in a row at the very beginning of the show, but this made me think of this. Mm-hmm. Now that, and we're talking about getting older because on your other show,
that darn Elvis. Yes.
That's so Elvis, as I like to lovingly refer to it.
You can call it whatever you want, but just make sure you go to thatdarnelvis.com.
You guys.
Yes.
Scott,
my co-host Scott and myself, yes.
And Dan, mm-hmm. we're talking about getting older.
Yes.
So that is what, so in the pre-show that you guys can all get if you subscribe to level 13, we were talking a little bit about getting older.
Yes.
And one thing that is also happening to me, now I'm not nearly as old as you are.
Oh!
But.
Yes.
One thing that is happening to me, mm-hmm. and I don't think that this used to happen. Maybe it's always happened, but I think this is my mind slowly in decay. If I start a topic and Mark cuts me off and says something,
yes,
I will immediately forget what I was saying. Yes. I mean, immediately. If I start a sentence and he says, oh, don't forget to throw out the cheese, mm-hmm. I will not, he'll say, okay, what were you saying? And I'm like,
yeah, I won't. I'll remember it when I'm listening to it in playback while I'm editing. I'm going, oh, I was going to say that. And why the hell didn't I say that? But that's neither here nor there.
Maybe that's why Fatty does Sudoku. Is it Sudoku or Sudoku? I never can remember.
It's Sudoku.
Okay. Maybe that's why he does that. Maybe that helps him remember things when people interrupt him.
It could. Well, who would interrupt him, though?
Poodle.
Poodle. All right, we've just gone off the rails here. Anyway, Adam, we took last week off because of Thanksgiving.
We did, yes.
Because you were going to go out of town, but then it turned out, because I listened to your daily show, thegeekygay.com, and it turns out, no, you didn't go out of town.
Well, I did. I did go out of town Friday evening. I just did not spend the night out of town.
Okay.
We weren't home until 1 a.m. or something.
And I also was screaming at my radio on my way over to Disney when I was listening to a particular episode of The Geeky Gay. And I was like, why did you sous vide the fucking prime? Just cook the prime rib like everyone. There's a reason that you dry brine them, because then you want to slow cook them in an oven so that the more moisture is taken out of it and it gives it a nice crisp crust.
No. So first of all, now this was my first time. And mistakes were made, but I am convinced that this is a really good way to cook a prime rib.
Have you cooked a prime rib the other way?
No.
So you do not know that this is any better than the other way.
But I did a lot of research online, and regardless of what you say, there are millions of people online that say that a sous vide prime rib is the best way to go.
Right, they probably all own a sous vide and they're looking for some kind of justification to use it.
Chefs, sous vide companies,
mm-hmm.
Everyone, mm-hmm. everyone I saw online was saying you should definitely sous vide your prime rib. So I made Thanksgiving dinner. So I spent all day on Thanksgiving making dinner. And the night before, I prepped the prime rib. It was not bone in, unfortunately, which I think was a mistake.
Okay, I don't want you to lose your place.
I think I'll remember because okay. it's on the Trello.
Right. However, since the show started, you're peaking, but only on Zoom. But that so it really only affects me. But I'm now interrupting the whole show just because I'm like, and it's not bad. You're just like peaking. You know what I'm saying? You're distorting a little on the high end. It's like
as in duck.
No, you're just a little too loud. You're a little too hot.
I'm overly excited.
A little too hot, which I'm sure is not going to affect your recording, and the people listening to this podcast later are not going to notice the difference because it would be
your
master.
How am I now? How is the...
Yeah, you're
fine. Am I peaking less?
Yes, you're peaking less. You're peaking...
I could turn it down a little bit more. Do you want me to turn it down more?
No, right there is fine.
Okay, maybe it will stay. For some reason, Zoom decided to turn me up a smidge. So anyway, I decided I was going to cook all of Thanksgiving dinner just for Mark and I picked out the menu and I bought the prime rib and I didn't want to go. I bought it at Walmart. I probably should have gone to a butcher or even Sam's Club because Sam's Club has really good meat, apparently.
Mm-hmm. So you should have gone to a meat market.
Sure. But they had, I've been to meat markets before. Yeah, I mean,
been to meat markets before.
So I didn't realize that it was bone out. And then when I looked at all of these recipes, they all said, oh, you must have bone in. You must have bone in.
So I don't know. Do you think when you went to buy it, they like had seen your X2 video and they're like going like, oh, well, okay, he doesn't need the bone because he'll be providing his own.
Not with meat, only with pumpkins. So
I don't know that they would make that distinction. Like, I don't feel like anyone watching a video of a guy fucking a cantaloupe and a pumpkin would think to themselves, well, it seems to only be fruit. I'm sure he doesn't do that with meat.
No, it was like, a watermelon. Sorry. I'm forgetting.
But it's like, they probably wouldn't. It's not like they're going to naturally draw that conclusion of like, oh, he's exclusive to fruits.
I mean, that was more of a 4th of July activity anyway. So I wouldn't be doing that around Thanksgiving. But point taken. So I bought it. I read that you should dry
brine. Why is it better to have the bone in?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a motto that I like to live by, but why exactly?
Daniel, the bone provides a lot of flavor. Okay. There's a lot of flavor
there's
in the bone.
There's a lot of flavor in the bone is what you're saying.
There is. You
it's very important
down.
To have the bone in the meat.
You should mark that down as a title. There's a lot of flavor in the bone. Anyway.
No, don't do that because then we end up like that other show that I won't mention their name, but
okay,
they can't drive without somebody sitting next to them. You know who I'm talking about? And they, on every show, they like to call out what the title is going to be, but they'll do it like 2 or 3 times. And it's like, no, that's behind the curtain. I don't want to see behind the curtain.
No, I'm not sure I know what show you're talking about.
Pod is my co-pilot.
Oh, no, I don't remember them doing that. However, or the part about needing to drive together?
Well, because they had a co-pilot. I was making a reference to a oh my God.
See? My mind, it's going. So I dry brined. Anyway.
You dry brined.
I dry brined.
What is dry brining? No, explain to me what dry brining is.
You rub the meat with salt.
Salt.
Mainly salt. That's the main thing. But you can do other stuff. You can do pepper.
You can do pepper, but it's important garlic. That you have salt.
The salt is the part that does the magic.
Because so it draws the moisture out of the meat.
Right. So you dry brine, and I had never done this. Apparently, this is something that chefs do with a lot of different meats. When you're going to roast a chicken, you can dry brine it the night before, put it in the fridge. The other thing that I've never done is put a piece of meat in the fridge uncovered. For an extended period of time. I've always had them covered. So I took it out of the package. I dried it off. I salted it and peppered it and all of that good stuff. I put it on a rack on a cookie sheet, on a half sheet pan, and I put it in the fridge and just left it.
Okay.
Till the next day. So I sous vide it. And what I did, the thing that I did wrong, first of all, I want to say I really enjoyed the prime rib. I thought it was very tasty.
I saw a picture of it.
I overcooked it slightly, but that was my fault because when I read the recipes, and I read multiple, I never just read one recipe when I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. They all said, oh, well, we prefer our prime rib to be medium rare. Mm-hmm. And I thought medium rare was a little more rare than I liked my prime rib. That is what I thought to myself. And so I bumped it up a couple of degrees from what most of the recipes said to do it at. And that was my mistake. I should have just done the temperature that was suggested and not, but I thought 2 degrees, that's not going to make a big difference. It made a fairly
I feel like prime
difference.
Rib also, it depends where on the rib that you cut. Because the centerpiece is obviously going to be more rare than the end pieces.
I mean, well, not when you sous vide it, because, well, again, it gets the whole thing one consistent temperature.
Then you shouldn't sous vide it.
No, that's what you want. Mark and I both like the same level of doneness. We're the only two people in the house. We want the whole thing to be the same level of doneness from stem to stern. So that's a mistake I made. However, it was still very tasty. But what I did afterwards is I cranked the oven up really, really hot and put it in there for 15 minutes to crisp up the skin. So I really enjoyed it, but what I would do next time, what I will do next time, is I'll just bump it down 2 degrees. I'll probably actually cook it longer as well. Anyway, I did that. I made my own pie crust.
Yes.
Because the store was out of pre-made pie crust.
Because the store, yes, we heard this on the Geeky Gay.
I know, I'm repeating it.
Okay, great.
And my custard pie.
Your Filipino custard pie.
Was a little bit scrambled texture.
Yes.
The texture was not creamy enough because I could not get the pie crust done. And so I left the pie in too long. But the thing is, they don't tell you to par-bake a crust on a custard pie. So I'm still debating what I will do next time because I wanted the crust more done, but the custard was overdone. And I need to research, is it going to hurt anything if I were to par bake the crust first and then put the custard in? So
there you go. I didn't make pies. I bought 2 pies,
and I made my typical bacon wrapped green beans and
bacon wrapped green beans. By the way, that does sound really good, and it is vaguely keto in green. Green beans are one of the higher carb things, and you couldn't put the sugar on it.
Right. Well, that's what makes it good.
Oh, so you, it's not. Well.
You put a cup of brown sugar, a stick of butter, and as much garlic as you want, and you melt all that together and taste it. You can add some salt if you want. You wrap your green beans in bacon. You put them you line them in a baking dish, and then you pour this brown sugar glaze all over them and you bake them. And it's so good. And
then
garlic,
and you put
sweet.
A little bit of scrambled eggs in it. It's an old Armenian dish. It's really good. Totally,
it's sweet and salty and garlicky. And really, the green beans are an afterthought, to be honest.
Well, there you go.
Because.
Well, then I take it back. Then it doesn't sound keto at all.
No, it's not.
We didn't actually do a keto Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, we didn't stray too far. We had we had ribeye and cream spinach, both of which were fine. And then we had the pies.
You didn't do pie. You just got finished saying I did not make a pie.
Oh, I bought two. I bought
oh,
two.
Oh, you bought two. Okay.
Bought pie. I didn't make the pie. I bought the pie. What else did we have? We had the sweet potato fries. That was also a cheat.
I had sweet potato casserole, and I'm not a big fan of the marshmallows. Mm-hmm. And I found a recipe that was so good, and there's probably nothing special about it. It was just on foodnetwork.com. I mean, nothing big, no big deal. But you made a streusel, like a crumble topping, with pecans and a little bit of flour and some brown sugar and some butter and I don't know what else was in it, maybe some salt. You mix that up really good and then you just crumble it over the top. And it was tasty.
Sounds
really good.
Sounds good. Streusel is an amazing invention.
So
there's very
there
few things that aren't better with streusel on them.
And we decorated for Christmas.
That's what I was going to say, Adam. I had seen on Facebook, on your husband's, your partner's mm-hmm. Facebook page, the pictures of the trees that you have in your house.
Yes.
The one that was in his office and the one that's in the main room.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw it. I saw your wreath. Your wreath sounded like it was going to be a nightmare. I'm going to make my own wreath, and I'm gonna glue some things to it, and blah, blah.
It turned out great.
But let me finish. When I saw the picture of it, it looked really nice.
Yeah, thank you. I debated back and forth whether I was going to do a naked wreath.
Yeah.
Or a clothed wreath.
I think we're going to do a naked live wreath, because that gives us the smell in the house as if there were a live tree.
As I've said before, I'm allergic. Okay. So if I can't, it's,
well then Adam, I'm sorry you won't be able to come over to our house for Christmas. I'm sorry. You'll just need to stay
away.
Dang it. You can't come here.
I had my flight booked and everything.
You did not.
One time we showed up, we drove to Dallas and showed up on my aunt's doorstep for Christmas, unbeknownst to her. It was a complete surprise.
And had she left to go show up at your house by surprise? And then
no,
you were
they were there.
Oh, okay. So it was a happy ending. Because TV show. I'm pretty sure the Beverly Hillbillies Christmas special was they flew back to their home to go to Christmas, and then all their people from their home flew out to California to go to their house for Christmas. It was
probably,
and hilarity, Adam, ensued. This is so stupid.
Okay. Maw walkers? Is that what we're going to talk about?
I've been playing World of Warcraft because the new expansion for World of Warcraft dropped. And
I heard.
So I've gone back to playing World of Warcraft. And in this new expansion, it's called Shadowlands. In this new expansion, there is a zone called the Maw. M-A-W. The Maw. And this is where souls go to redeem themselves, right? This is the hell light, right? It's hell where you're kept, but you can redeem yourself, and then you can eventually make your way out.
There's a heaven area that's referred to as the paw.
No.
So they'll balance each other out.
The other zones of the afterlife, because this is all the afterlife, the other zones of the afterlife have different tasks and different things, but the point is the thing that makes your character unique is that you are able to leave the Maw, and that is not something that ordinary people can do. So there's like a waystone that reacts to you that by using it, you're able to teleport out of the Maw, and you're able to go back and forth to the Maw and out of the Maw at will. And so they call you, Adam, the characters in the game, the NPCs, address you after they discover this ability that you have. They address you as Maw Walker.
Okay.
I cannot hear Maw Walker because I hear Mall Walker. I hear like the old people that get to the mall right before opening and like walk around. I'm going down to the Sephora. It's just like
I believe when you raid in World of Warcraft,
yes,
things are dropped.
Yes.
And you pick them up.
Yes.
Is one of those items an Orange Julius?
Yes.
By any chance?
Got to raid the Orange Julius today because we're mall walkers. It's, and the currency that this afterlife functions off of is called anima. So they say these constant things like, we don't have enough anima for that to work. And I'm just like, oh, so you're a little backed up. Okay. I got that.
So first you're going to walk the mall and then go home and do an enema.
Got the mall walkers and enema in the new World of Warcraft expansion.
You don't want to do an enema before
you go walking. At the mall?
Right.
Why?
Well, you don't want to leave it in.
Well,
you don't want to.
When was the last time you didn't?
I've never.
So you have no idea.
No, no.
Yeah, you don't walk around with the. It's a fairly immediate desire. Let me try to figure out how to say this in a polite way. It's a fairly immediate, urgent desire for you to vacate your bowels once the.
I don't know why, but that's one of the scariest things to me. I cannot imagine when I've been in someone's shower before that had one of those magic wand things.
Yes.
And I just can't imagine. I could not even work up enough courage to, on purpose, shoot water up in that area deeply.
Mm-hmm.
On the surface, to clean it, sure, you know, but maybe even a bidet at some point. Although I'm afraid of the aim thing on bidets because I'm afraid it's going to shoot out from between my legs and go all over the sink or mirror or something. But yeah. I just, it freaks me out. Anyway,
animas, World of Warcraft. Animas freak you out.
Yes.
Then you should not play. Yeah, you should not play this expansion because there's anima and mall walkers.
Oh, good. Because I was about to run out and play it.
It's weird because I quit World of Warcraft after the last expansion because it was a dumpster fire. And I don't yet know whether this expansion is going to be horrible or not. So far, it's been okay. There's a few things that are just baked in World of Warcraft things that I don't care for that, you know, are just part of the game.
So if I was to start today, and I'm not, but if I was going to start today, is it now to the point where they just start you off at some absurdly high number level?
No, what they did was before this expansion, they squished all the numbers. So the level cap was reduced back down to level 50 before this expansion. And then this expansion takes you to 60. And the plan going forward is that after this expansion, in the months leading up to the next expansion after this, they will squish you back down to 50. And then so you'll never go above 60. And it's not a matter that they can't count higher than that. It's just a matter of there's talent trees, and it's very hard to tune playing a class when you can keep adding abilities and adding abilities and adding abilities. And it becomes really easy for one class to be massively overpowered and some classes to be massively underpowered. And so by keeping the talent trees smaller and by keeping the levels more compact, then it makes it easier to keep the classes more consistent over time. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to. Actually, Pokemon Go, speaking of levels.
I know. I heard on the Geeky Game.
Has just increased to level 50.
Is Mittens already 50?
He's 42.
Wow.
I did not.
You are also 42.
No.
Well, you are.
I did.
You are.
Oh, well, yes, my age. I did not. So after I got to level 40, I did not continue playing to the extent that Mark kept playing. Mm-hmm. I would do special events with him, et cetera, bonding time, stuff like that. But I didn't have the app open every day playing.
Yeah.
And what they did is they required, originally, all you needed to level up was experience points. Or what they call XP. And you would get to a certain level of XP, and then you would bump up to the next level, and you gain XP by doing things.
Yes. Much like every video game in the entire universe. Yes.
So now, because it's been so long with the same cap, the entire amount of time that Pokemon Go has been out, they've been at level 40. People have been gaining XP like crazy. Mm-hmm. Artie Cruiser probably could get to about a level 1,000 with the amount of XP he's got, I would just imagine. So they added a bunch of tasks now that you have to do in order to get to each level. And some of them involve lengths of time, like you have to walk your buddy 8 weeks.
Right.
And stuff. So they wanted to make it do something so that it took a little bit of time. But what I was going to say is the XP side of things, they're still requiring XP for each level jump, but you also have to do all of this stuff. Mark is looking at his thing, and it says, you have 56 million XP out of the 2 million required to get to the next level.
There you go.
And that was only for one level. Obviously, each level requires more. So that was for 41. 42 probably required, I don't know, 8 million or something, and then they go up like that. And I think it's 100 million total overall to get from 40 to 50. Anyway, regardless, I'm 4 million behind what I need to be to get to 41. So he's going to keep advancing until he gets to one of the ones that requires multi-weeks worth of stuff. And I'm going to still be stuck on 40 because I don't have enough XP.
How dare you? Although the fact that they're stretching it out gives you plenty of time to catch up.
Right. It's just more fun. He'll just always be a higher level than me.
I do not play Pokemon, so I cannot speak to it. But I can speak to this. World of Warcraft, if someone wanted to jump into playing World of Warcraft right now, it is actually a really good time to do it because the level squish and the amount of content that World of Warcraft has behind it means that they've made a new starting zone that takes you to level 10, which teaches you how to play your character.
Right.
And then from there, you can choose any expansion that you want to play. You can choose any one of the 6 expansions that you want to play, and that levels you to level 50. So you just play that expansion and you can go to level 50 just in that one expansion. And then it moves you to the new stuff. So it's one of those things that you could level, you know, a brand new character, you could level them to level 50 and be ready to play this new expansion pack within a day or two. So it's actually, it's very nice and streamlined. And
my problem with games, I thought World of Warcraft was very enjoyable and very pretty. Mm-hmm. And I always like having powers, anything that gives me magical powers. Mm-hmm. But my problem is, in general in life, I am a starter, not a finisher, and a get bored very quick sort of person. And I don't enjoy repetitive tasks. Mm-hmm. And so what happens with games, I have to do repetitive tasks enough at work and chores around the house and other things. So what happens with games is I have every intention of getting in there and loving them and whatever. And then it starts feeling like work because you have all these tasks that you have to do. And that is not my personality. And so Mark, however, loves a task. You give him a list of tasks. I've also mentioned this. I'm so sorry to bore you, Daniel. So this is why.
I'm sorry, what?
I have trouble getting into games. I tried, and after we had the June Pride 48 event and everyone was talking so much about Animal Crossing, I bought Animal Crossing. I got on there. I started trying to do it. And then after a couple of weeks and I'm just picking peaches and stuff every day trying to, I was just like, ugh.
No more of this shit. Yeah, okay.
I can't.
So, anyway, there you go. Yeah, enough about that. So, I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Mall Walkers.
I went around. Mall Walkers. I joined the Gaish Guild over on Thunderlord, I guess, on that realm.
Oh.
But I haven't really played with them because they do things on Wednesday nights, and Wednesday nights I have an actual D&D game that I play. But I think we're moving that to Monday next week, so I may be able to do stuff with them next Wednesday.
Although I really enjoy short-lived games like board games and things of that nature, trivia, whatever. I suck at trivia, but that is something you finish in a couple hours and you're done. And then, you know, you'll do it the next week.
So tell me about Etsy, Adam.
This is a very short one, but I wanted to mention it to you because I had no idea.
None.
I had
none.
No idea.
You were caught off guard.
So I just didn't know this stuff existed. I should have known that this stuff existed, but I didn't. So earlier you saw my bookshelf.
Yes.
The other side of my bookshelf. I mean, obviously this right here is the back of my bookshelf. But
yes. So for those who have no idea what he's talking about, so you took me on a tour of your new furniture and where you're going to put your 98-inch television.
85.
In the room.
Yes. I don't believe they sell 98-inch screens.
That is, I read somewhere that one of the 100-inch screens was $50,000 off on Black Friday.
Oh.
But that's because it was $100,000, and so basically it was still $50,000 for the TV, but
that's a big jump from the cost of an 85 and 100 for that extra 15 inches.
It was an 8K, some stupid large 8K. Walmart.
I don't know if 15 inches is worth that much money.
Kind of like one of those things that Steve Kornacki stands in front of. It's touchscreen, you know, that it's like
yes.
It's an 8K monitor kind of a.
So, and those are all probably those Microsoft Surface wall things.
I don't know. I'll find it for you. Go ahead. So, but yes. So on Etsy, you found a 98-inch TV on Etsy?
No. I am trying to decorate my bookshelves because you may know this, Daniel, bookshelves are no longer for books.
No.
Bookshelves are for cutesy little, if you do books, you need to stack them and do different angles and you need to put things on top of them, little vases and knicky-knacky things. And maybe you want a little driftwood and you want some plants. Mm-hmm. And so that is what bookshelves are for now. So I'm trying to start decorating this room that's going to be the other side of the room that's going to be the media room. And I needed some stuff to go on the bookshelf because I'm running out of knickknacks. And I was looking on Wayfair and I started seeing these statues of men.
Yes.
Adonis, whatever.
Yeah. David.
David, all those.
Yes.
But none of them, the ones I was seeing had no genitalia.
Well, no, because they didn't have genitalia back then.
And so, and David, I think David does have a penis, so it probably wasn't David.
Yes.
But I'm saying as it, well, like is the correct word to use there. So like David.
Yes.
Not
similar to
David.
David.
Similar to, thank you.
Greek statues with no discernible genitalia.
And so.
Did they have nipples?
I don't think they had nipples either. Very smooth.
Wow.
So I started thinking to myself, I wonder if anyone makes these little tchotchke knickknack statue things with genitalia.
Yes.
Because, and I'm not going to get any because I wouldn't want my parents to come, oh, let's see the new media room. And they come up and I have this, and I didn't even know if this existed.
Oh, Adam, it's the internet. I'm sure it exists.
And so, yes. And so I searched nude. I don't even know what I searched now. And I don't have a link to give you. You'll have to, let's see, nude male
statues.
Statue with genitalia. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I searched it. Oh, it came right up. So it took me to Etsy and the genitalia that I found. There are so many statues of nude men on Etsy that have big old dicks.
All right. Now I'm interested. Now, so where is this link? Where can I find this link? I need to see this.
This particular listing that I'm looking at right now doesn't have a huge one or anything. So you kind of have to search around to find
it. Okay, but how do I get there? So I type in nude male.
Oh, no, that's not the right link. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to give you a link.
That's a link for your 88-inch TV.
Yeah. Why is the Wayfair link up there? That should be the Etsy link.
By the way, it was the Samsung QR900R, which was an 8K TV. A 98-inch 8K television. It was originally $99,999, $50,000 off.
Now, that one is censored, but there are many, many photos. So they censor the first one and then... Now, this is... Most of these are...
3D printed.
3D printed.
Yes.
There are some... You can find some that are bronze or other materials. But this particular company on Etsy called Zero Fear Art... Not only do they have men with full genitalia, they have guys in the middle of coitus. Mm-hmm. They have a guy blowing another guy. They have all these statues of all this stuff. I did not even know that all these erotic statues that I had no idea existed in the world.
Wow.
Now, see, I would think they could do something. They could do something like dipping those.
Bald.
They could dip those in chrome or something to make them a little nicer.
Yeah.
And charge a little bit more. But I even found something that is just a penis. Just a big, huge bronze penis.
Called a dildo, Adam.
They've
been around since the 200 AD.
The things you can find on Etsy just amazed me. Now, I'm not going to buy any because like I said... I have family members that sometimes might come over. I have parents that would come over. I probably should think, Adam, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
Adam.
But I'm not going to have...
You're an adult. You can do whatever you want.
So that's it. So if anyone wants to have a good time...
I'm going
to
send you one as long as you put it on the bookshelf behind you so that during Zoom calls at work...
Oh, that's another thing. I couldn't put any back there.
Well, no, it would be there, but it would be, you couldn't see it from that distance. And it would be just like, oh, it's like a little, because it's the size of a Coke can. So it's not, they're not big.
I didn't even realize that Etsy would allow pornographic
stuff. Adam, it's art.
Stuff.
It's art, Adam.
No, this was porn. You can search later, but there is literally a 3D printed model of two guys mid fuck, basically. The penis is inserted. I'm not sure. Okay, that's
art. The bone is in the meat.
The bone is in the meat, Daniel. That is where it is.
Okay.
Most companies would not consider that to be art at that point.
Okay. They would be 21. But
there you go.
All right.
And it doesn't even ask you, are you 21 or anything? So I was just surprised. That's it. Okay. So if anyone's interested, if you have a bookshelf that you're decorating, go to Etsy.
I feel like even if they asked, if everyone's going to say yes. It's like if you're a kid trying to find porn on the internet, of course you're going to say yes.
Well, that's true.
Are you old enough to see this? Oh, yeah. Sure I am.
Absolutely.
It's not like they give you a test. It's not like they're, who was the last president to pardon another president? It's like, oh, damn
who? It. Okay, I will ask you a question, actually. So we were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who wants to, who's hosting that nowadays?
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. All right, so you were watching. You were watching it.
Hold on. I want to make sure I'm getting this right because I'm old and I forget things. Okay, so the guy, spoiler alert, the guy won the $1 million. But the $1 million question was, which president was living in the White House, so was currently the president, when electricity was installed in the White House?
Dun, 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 dun. But it's a multiple choice.
Yeah, it was multiple choice. I don't remember the multiple choices. So
so electricity came in. I could figure this out. So electricity came in 1899. It's right at the turn of the century. So 1898, because I know the Breakers, which is the Vanderbilt estate, had some electricity in it. It was built around that time. So who was president in 1900? Who was president in 1900? So that would have been William McKinley. Let's see.
So the person had saved their phone a friend all the way till the end, called the friend, and she said, oh, well, electricity was around 1890, kind of like you did, just off the top of her head. First of all, I would not have known that.
I would say it was either McKinley or Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt.
It was neither one of those, but I didn't give you multiple choice, so that's okay.
Who was it?
And so I'll tell you in a second. Oh. And she says, it's probably so-and-so. And she was right. And he won the $1 million. It was Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison?
Yes.
When was he in office?
Well, it was 18-something.
Oh, so you're saying he was before. Benjamin Harrison was before. Yeah, he was in 1893.
He was living in the White House when it was installed, he was president when it was installed.
He was in the White House from 1889 to 1893.
And there you go. That was the question.
That was that trivia, because he was the guy that fit in between the two Cleveland Grover. I got it wrong one time.
Grover Cleveland. Yes.
But I said it wrong. I said Cleaver something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a joke that I completely messed up because I did. I said it wrong on another podcast, but I said it wrong, and then people picked up on it and threw it back at me. But it was funny the way I said it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that Grover Cleveland, as you are well aware, Adam, was president, lost his reelection, but then ran again 4 years later and won again. So he's the only president to have ever done that.
I'm aware of that. I think we even might have discussed that because I'm worried that Trump may run again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Grover Cleveland wasn't as old as Trump is right now. Anyway, it's not important. Adam, you know what?
What?
Occasionally, we like to reset things around here. Reset things. Pull our thoughts together and, get ready for the next thing that's coming up. So... it's time
to reset.
I wish we had some music for it or something like that. It's like, I don't have time to find this stuff. It's like, we need some clever way to go to break, Adam.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so now I think it's time for us to do...
I still think you should just find the clip, or I can find it on YouTube, where they say, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Oh, we have that. It's just that they sound like shit. And yeah.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. That is the segment of the show where we read your emails and play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any email this 2-week break that we were off?
I don't think so.
The answer to that is no. No, we did not have any email, but we did get a voicemail. So let's play that right now, shall we?
Yeah.
Hello, Daniel. Your name is first and shall always be first because you are useful and provide valuable input into the world. Mm-hmm. More specific.
Well, thank you. That was Scotty Aussie Battler. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. I'm sure that there was nothing else that he wanted to say. It was just he just wanted to call and say that I produce useful things for the world, Adam. That's what he wanted to say.
Except music for the break.
Specifically, my question, which is this: what should I buy for Black Friday? I need to buy something while everything's cheap and I can't decide. As you may be aware, I called Adam's show and he refused to answer, mm-hmm. saying some sort of rubbish about
he didn't know.
He lives in America and doesn't know what there is to buy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is Scotty.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Scotty. I really do appreciate it. You know, well, go ahead, Adam.
I don't know what kind of crap they make in Australia.
What do you mean? I don't know what they make in Australia.
I mean, he could buy a Barbie for his shrimp.
For his shrimp?
He could buy a boomerang. He could buy
some Vegemite.
Vegemite, sure.
Some Vegemite. Yeah.
I don't know. Also, I've seen his television. He could buy a larger television,
like a 98-inch TV for $49,999. It's $50,000 off, Adam. That's quite a deal right there. It's $50,000 off. Well, you know, one thing that Scotty won't have to worry about, Adam, is he? It's long past Black Friday because we didn't do a show on Black Friday. We actually took that week off. But it'll be just like Black Friday because Scotty just won $58.60 in the Level 13 giveaway contest that was sponsored by Kathy Bacon. All you had to do was join Level 13 before December 1st, and your name went into a hat. Well, it wasn't really a hat, but it was a very complicated, random way that we did it, and you'd have to be a Level 13 person to hear how we actually did it. But, Scotty won $58.60. American. I can't even... What is that? That's like $2,000 or $3,000 Australian, I'm pretty sure.
It is.
Yeah, that's an enormous amount of money. He could buy 2 or 3 iPhones now.
Actually, I think he needs to buy insect spray. Don't they have killer insects in Australia? Everything that bites you can kill you, basically.
Yeah, they have like a spider there that I think if it looks at you, you die. It's really scary.
There's a spider literally that eats your babies.
I think you're thinking of dingoes, Adam. I'm pretty sure you're thinking of dingoes.
That too. It's a spider that looks like a dingo.
Well, thank you, Scotty. We do appreciate your phone call.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
News game. It's a news game. It's the news game. Your voice gets worse as you get older, according to Adam Burns.
All right, it's time for the Mix Midas News Quiz. Adam, news game, news quiz. Adam is going to head over to nytimes.com, read the Friday news quiz. This is 11 questions that is published by the New York Times every Friday. I am honor-bound to not have read them ahead of time. Although I did a couple of shows ago, but I fessed up to that. That was for a very specific reason. Anyway, it's multiple choice questions. Adam is going to pick 5 of those 11 questions and quiz my general knowledge on the news of the week. Adam, what is our first question today?
Daniel, the first question is, which country granted emergency approval to Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, becoming the first Western country to allow its health service to begin mass inoculations?
Adam, that would be our good friends to the across the pond. It would be the UK.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they will start delivering those shots like Monday, I believe. Like the people,
something like
people
that.
Will start getting vaccinations on Monday.
All right. Tens of thousands of people have blocked highways around New Delhi, choking routes into the Indian capital. What are they protesting?
Ooh. Probably Thanksgiving? No. What are my choices?
They're actually protesting sous-viding turkey. I don't know if you knew
they're
that.
They're protesting sous-viding prime rib.
All right. Oh, yeah. Prime rib. Sorry. Not turkey. What did I sous-vide? All right, they are, your choices are...
How the hell would you sous-vide a turkey? You would have to, what do you, vacuum seal the whole goddamn turkey and like
you
find
would.
A tub big enough to and wouldn't it you float? Would.
You probably wouldn't even have to vacuum seal it because they come pre-wrapped.
Oh, that's true. But don't they float?
Well, everything in the sous-vide has a tendency to float. So you have to weigh it down or... I don't know. You can just put it in there in a way that it doesn't. You put the water all the way up to yep. the top. There are things you can do.
A little cage that like keeps it all fully submerged.
All right. Your choices are factory conditions, farm policies, police brutality, or teacher salaries.
All right. Now this is, I don't think it's police brutality. And I don't think that it's teacher salary. So what does that leave me with? Farm?
Factory conditions or farm policies.
This is India, correct?
India. New Delhi.
New Delhi is pretty high tech from what I remember. So like when you send things offshore, it goes to either Bangladesh or New Delhi. So there, it's not like factories in the way that we think of factories. I'm going to say farm.
I'll give you a clue. I have no idea.
Okay, great. I'm going to say farm, whatever that was. Farm policies.
We'll both learn this together. Farm policies is your answer.
That is correct. Yay!
Thousands of angry farmers, many of whom arrived on tractors and trailers, have encircled New Delhi and blocked the highways in protest of pro-market agricultural policies recently passed by the Indian government.
Yes, and there were 1,000 Turkish people lined up protesting the use of encircled in that article.
Which company plans to acquire Slack?
Oh, I know this. Salesforce. Salesforce is buying Slack for $23 billion or something. It's some stupid amount.
That is correct. Interesting. Well, not really interesting at all, but our Walmart uses Slack in the tech departments for our internal, but... They're trying to get everyone to move over to Teams because we already have a contract with Microsoft.
Yes.
And Teams, they kind of throw that in.
Yes, exactly.
So they want to. So I think over the next year, it takes forever for us to change. But I think over the next year, I will be in both Slack and Teams.
Yes.
Until we finally get converted over to Teams. So there you go. Let me see. How many questions have we done? We've done
that was
one,
three.
Two,
that was three questions.
Three.
This will be the
right.
penultimate question, Adam.
Number four. What was removed from the Utah desert last Friday, just 10 days after it was discovered?
A mysterious metal monolith.
Close enough.
wait, what was it?
Well, a three-sided metal monolith. So
yeah.
It wasn't mysterious, apparently. Yes, a three-sided metal structure discovered by Utah public safety workers on November 18th disappeared last weekend as mysteriously as it arrived. Several days later, a photographer revealed on Instagram that he had witnessed four men arrive at the remote spot last Friday night, dismantle the sculpture, and ferry it off in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere else now.
I don't know.
It's like that Shia LaBeouf in art installation. It's just traveling the country. All right.
There's one more question.
Yes. One. This is the final question. Adam, so far, I've gotten 4 out of 4. Will this be a perfect week? We don't know. What's the final question, Adam?
These are all easy this week. But I'll read this one. A so-called BTS law was passed in South Korea, much to the excitement of fans. The revised law allows top K-pop stars to do what?
Dynamite. What are my choices?
Receive a key to the city of Seoul, appear in public without a mask, waive taxes on their merchandise, or postpone their military service.
I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go with postpone the military service because everything else sounded implausible.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yep. South Korea's National Assembly passed a revision of the country's Military Service Act that lets top K-pop stars like Jin, the oldest member of BTS, postpone their military service until
they
turn
Jin.
30.
He's a national treasure.
So yeah,
have you noticed that BTS has gotten so much better at speaking English over the years? It's like when you look at their early interviews and they like knew just a little bit of English, and now I think it's Jin that like is really fluent in English too. He's usually the one that talks to them.
I only know that I saw them on Ellen once, and only one of them spoke English well enough to converse with Ellen. And
yes, that was a while back. Now they all speak English pretty well.
Yeah, so.
So good for them.
Yes, you got 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, but now you're going to screw it all up, Adam, because you're reaching over for the Trivial Pursuit Genus 4 edition, a.k.a. the edition that Adam and Mitten say is too hard. So they're going to, he's just randomly picking a card here. He's going to read me and see how many that we can do. And if I was a good person, I would already have the 1 minute countdown music queued up, but I don't. So now going to stall while I find that music so that I can play that the countdown thing for. Do you have the card in your hand, Adam?
Yes.
Okay, I still don't have the music, but you have the card in your hand. That's all that matters. All right, here we go, Adam. Are you ready?
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What Australian geological wonder has an Aboriginal name that means great pebble?
The shelf thing. I don't know.
All right. It's Ayers Rock. What trumpeter became the oldest person ever to score a chart-topping single in 1964?
Chuck Berry.
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, sorry, man.
What condiment did the Agricultural Department allow to count as one of the two vegetables required in school lunch programs in 1981?
Ketchup.
That is correct. What facial features flank your glabella? Glabella.
Yeah, I got it. A facial feature, your eyelids.
Eyebrows. What Japanese golfer is the only player to have won events in the PGA Tour, Senior Tour,
skip,
Japanese
skip, pass,
European...
Pass, 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 pass.
All right. And what Chinese tome describes 64 prophetic hexagrams? Do you have a guess?
I couldn't hear it because of the music. What?
Oh, what Chinese tome describes 64 prophetic hexagrams?
Chinese tone? Or tome? Oh, I Ching?
Oh, wow. I've never even heard of that, but you didn't get it right. You ran out of time. Yeah. Time is up. I cannot complete the question.
I feel like if we're going to continue this and doing this 1 minute thing for the Gina, you're going to have to read the sports question last. Because I'm just going to say pass on the sports questions. I don't know the answer to those.
You only got one correct.
I got two. I got I Ching.
No, you ran out of time.
I got Louis Armstrong, who's what I meant to say was Louis Armstrong.
And, no, you did not get Louis Armstrong.
I know. I said Chuck Berry, but I meant to say Louis Armstrong.
Well, it doesn't matter what you meant to say.
Whatever.
You got one correct, Daniel.
No, Adam, I got 5 out of 5 correct. As you'll remember, that's what I did, and that's everything that's going to happen there. So. All right, Adam. Well, that was the news quiz. That was fun. Make sure you join us. What were you drinking? What are you drinking? You're just like, you're chugging.
I wasn't expecting. My new cocktail sensation.
What is your new cocktail sensation?
It's Malibu and peppermint schnapps.
So the thing that you drank by mistake because it was all that you had, you've now made it into the...
I have created a new shot sensation, Daniel. I don't have a name for it yet.
It's the J. Adam shot.
There needs to be a name.
All right, well, maybe someone can come up with that before next week. All right, Adam, let's get out of this. All right, so...
That was a good exit there from the...
That was. And I didn't have to do it in post. So there's a little bit... You know what, Adam? Every week, our executive producer on this show, his name is Cyclone, he sends us a big, hefty packet of information. This is entire forests have given their lives for the amount of paper that ships to our houses every single Friday. And we're like, why can't you just make this electronic? Why can't we just do this on the computer? He's like, I like to do it old school. And he's like, that's just he is. He's a hard ass. He's our executive producer. And we thank him for it. It comes from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. These are all things that happen on this day, December 4th, at some point in history. Did you know that today, on this day, December 4th, the first edition of the world's first Sunday newspaper, The Observer, was published?
I did not.
Also, the first edition of the Los Angeles Times was published. It doesn't say what year. And the first Burger King opened in Miami. But I did not know this.
I hate Burger King.
Did you know that in Australia it's called Hungry Jack's? Like, how do you go from being a king to just being Jack? It's like, I'm the king of the burgers. No, you're just some hungry guy named Jack.
I can tell you this.
Yes.
I know this has been a little Aussie battler heavy episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did win $58.60. Yeah.
He constantly was posting these pictures of free food that he won from Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
And it looked like something they would serve in a penitentiary. It looked horrible.
Hungry Jack's penitentiary. Well, you know, it is Australia. Horrible. Adam, Australia is a penitentiary.
Oh, that's right.
It's just kind of a thing. Today was National Cookie Day. Back in 1853 on December 4th, Godfrey Keebler opened his neighborhood bakery in Philadelphia, which later went on to be sold to Nabisco. It's the Keebler Elf was named after Godfrey Keebler.
My favorite cookies growing up, and I don't know what they were called. I don't know if they still make them, but they were these, they're Keebler. They were Keebler.
Yes.
And they were these... long, they were shaped almost like a Kit Kat, but they were almost like exactly like a Kit Kat. And they came in these long, slim boxes, and they're covered in chocolate, and they're these little wafers. The wafers were very orange from what I can remember, and they had cream. Mm-hmm. They had some sort of cream, an orange wafer, and they were covered with chocolate. And I loved those things. I could eat a whole box.
And you don't know what they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
Okay, well, but if anyone knows what they're called, send us an email, contact at mixminuspodcast.com. In 1912, Oreos were introduced on December 4th. I don't know if you knew this, Adam. Oreos were a knockoff of the Hydrox. Did you know that Hydrox came out first?
I believe I have heard that at some point. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
Also on this day in 1963, Chips Ahoy debuted. I used to eat Chips
Ahoy.
I don't
really like Chips Ahoy.
I used to eat Chips Ahoy as a kid. Yeah, there was like Chips Ahoy commercial. That was back before all the laws that meant that they couldn't advertise during like kids' cartoons and everything. Yeah, that was part of the reason that we had. Let's see. On December 4th, 1996, Bryan Adams performed at Pleasure Island in Florida. I was probably there. I used to have a Pleasure Island season pass, or annual pass, so I would go to Pleasure Island like all the time. Adam, it was a theme park for alcoholics. It was great. Terry Anderson was freed in Lebanon. I vaguely remember that. And then there's a big murder story that I didn't actually follow. All right. Those are the things that happened on December 4th. Nothing else happened on December 4th in the past. Those are the only things that happened. Adam, there was a box office hit on this day in some year, and I'm now going to play the theme song for that cat.
For that cat?
This is why I shouldn't read and do things insane. I'm going to play a theme song for that movie, and you're going to guess what movie it is. Here's the theme song, Adam.
Let me guess. Is it?
Any guesses?
While the city sleeps,
it's that darn cat.
Just surveying his domain. He roams around like he owns the town. He's the king. He makes that plain. He knows every trick. Doesn't miss a lick when it comes to keeping track. Some city slicker
knows gonna begin that darn cat. Oh, there you go. I just had to get to the little piece there. It's like, that's available on Disney Plus. I should watch it.
You should.
Absolutely watch it. Also, and this year, the other one I could have gone with was Tangled. That was the number one box office hit on December 4th of 2010. And Flash Gordon in 1980.
Because I always like to mention Mariah Carey anytime she's mentioned, December 4th, One Sweet Day featuring Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. Was number one in 1995. And I'll tell you another thing about that song. It was the theme song to my prom, my mm-hmm. senior year, which was in 1996.
Do you know what movie this is the theme song to?
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the...
Why isn't it playing? Here it is.
I'm savior of the universe.
Yes? No? Yes?
I don't. The Hunger Games.
He's saving every one of us.
Yes? Yes?
I don't.
It's Flash Gordon. That was Queen.
Oh.
Queen did the soundtrack to Flash Gordon. Or okay. They did the song to Flash Gordon. Anyway, it's not important. Yeah, famous birthdays. Did you go through those? I was kind of halfway paying. I know you said that somebody.
Mariah Carey.
It wasn't her birthday.
And Mariah Carey and Boys to Men had a number one hit.
Oh, but that's not important. What is important is that Tyra Banks, Jay-Z, Marissa Tomei, Jeff Bridges, and Wink Martindale all had birthdays on December 4th. Also, I don't know if you knew this or not, and maybe we should ask Kathy Bacon about this, and this could explain why her couch seems to attract, you know, so much loose change. In South Dakota, back in 1995, scientists dug up the devil at a 300-year-old burial site.
Oh.
Yeah. The horned beast was tortured to death by Sioux warriors.
Have you ever been to South Dakota?
I have been to South Dakota.
Oh, okay. I could imagine the devil being dug up from some area in South Dakota.
I camped in the Badlands in South Dakota. So, yeah. That
the Badlands, probably exactly. And it's appropriately named. The Badlands.
White River, South Dakota. A leading archaeologist says the sinister horned corpse he found in an ancient Indian burial ground is not entirely human. And might be, Adam, it might be a body that Satan used when he walked the earth 300 years ago in the 1690s.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The archaeologist is kind of hot. Dr. Mitchell McLarrell. Huh. Kind of got a Jeremy Piven kind of a look going on about him there.
He's losing some hair.
Just like Jeremy Piven. And the beast was tortured to death by Sioux warriors. All right. Let's see. On the TV, on the cover of TV Guide on December 4th in the past, let's see. We had, I don't know who that is. Who is that in 1955? Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy. No idea what they did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The one on the right looks kind of like my grandmother. But I don't think she was on the cover of TV Guide.
Adam's grandmother was on the cover of TV Guide. I don't recognize many of these things. There's some sports ball thing here. Chevy Chase and Dolly Parton in 1980. And this is all very visual, and I probably shouldn't. keep going with
this.
There's
an interesting one that says, is Knott's Landing now better than Dallas and Dynasty?
Well, is
it? What I'll say is, I never watched Dallas or Dynasty, but I did watch Knott's Landing.
So you don't know.
There you go. I don't know. I enjoyed Knott's Landing, though.
You need more information. Yeah. All right. And I notice here that I put this in the wrong place. So go ahead, Adam, and finish out your thing. I'll just do that in the post show. So go ahead.
I wanted to mention something to you, and I didn't really have to bring it up on the show, but I thought I would. So there is and you may have heard this because you watch Twitch shows. But you and I are always liking to try new technology.
Yes.
And there is a plug. Well, I think we could use it without using OBS Studio. So OBS Studio is a live streaming application for video specifically.
Correct.
But there is a website that is an open source project that was created to be used in OBS. But I don't think it has to be used in OBS. That is a WebRTC group chat program. And supposedly, so like Zoom or Skype or something like that. Now, they created it so that you could pull the video into OBS. However, you can just use it as a group chat. And so what I was wondering is, we don't really have problems with Zoom, but I also pay for Zoom. And you have to pay for Zoom if you go over 40 minutes. And the talk on the Twitch show that I was watching is that the video and audio quality is better because it's going direct peer-to-peer instead of going from through a server of some sort.
Okay.
So I thought it would be something that you and I might want to try just when we're recording.
Possibly, although I will correct two of the things there. Number one, I told you don't need to pay for Zoom because I prepaid for a year.
That's
so
true.
You can just use my account. And number two, there is no time limit on one-on-one. So for us to record this show, we could do this without a paid account because for a one-on-one conversation, there is no time limit on Zoom. It's only when you exceed two people in the call that there's a 40-minute time limit.
Okay. Well, okay. But this is just a technology thing we could try.
It's interesting. And I mean, we could always fall back to anything else, Teams or Hangouts? I don't know if Hangouts still exists. Duo? We could use Duo, Adam.
We could do FaceTime.
We could do FaceTime, except then I'd have to do it on my iPad. That would be really weird. We could play.
It just looks interesting. That's it.
I will say the one thing I wish that Teams had, and they're supposed to have this, but I don't know how the pandemic has affected them feature-wise, whether this is still going to come out on time. But Teams has two different modes, right? There's team meetings that you do internally with other people that are in your organization that use Teams. And that can support up to 250 people in a team meeting, right? But if you wanted to do something for a higher number of people, let's say up to 10,000 or so people, you use a different mode of Teams. It's called Teams Live Events, which is more of a broadcast thing. So not everyone's in the meeting. It's just the people that are on the stage, and then they're broadcasting out to everyone through a web URL that you can get to. And the problem with Teams Live Events is you don't really have a whole lot of control over, you're either going to share a screen or you're going to share someone's webcam, and you can bounce back and forth between those, but there's no production elements to it. You can't keep people like queued up and off screen, and then you can, but it's very jarring.
A green room.
Right. So what they were doing is that in a future edition of Teams, it was on their product roadmap to go out. I haven't double checked it, but they were going to make the stream information, I forget what it's called, but the individual camera information available. So you could use something like OBS to pull in each individual camera, and then you could do some graphics over it and slide in, and then put people over the top of their desktop instead of just having their desktop on one side and then their camera on the other. And, you know, so giving you a little bit more visual eye candy to that, which I was hoping that they would eventually do, but I haven't seen it yet because I have to run our company all hands meetings, and it's just kind of ugly looking when you just have 3/4 of the screen is their screen, and then this tiny little webcam thumbnail next to it, and it's crazy looking. Anyway, I'm sorry, that's just all off in the but yeah, if you want to try the OBS thing, we could try it.
Really, there was no point bringing that up on the show at all.
There was,
but none. I thought
none, Adam. There was no point whatsoever.
You know, why not? Well, if anyone uses OBS out there, look, Google OBS Ninja, and
I'll just talk about it on the after show. I'll just talk about it on the after show. There's something that I want for Christmas, and I'll just talk about it on
your
after
two front
show.
Teeth.
Yes, that's exactly what I want, Adam. Now you've ruined it for the now. Uh-huh. What are we going to talk about on the after show? We have absolutely nothing we're going to talk about. For those of you who have heard us maybe a couple of times during this episode mention the after show and level 13, and you're like saying to yourself, wait, what's all this stuff about? We have a super secret. It's not secret because we tell everyone about it, but it's a behind the scenes club. We call it level 13. It's where we have all of our extra content that we do. And we pump out a lot of extra content. Let me tell you that. We pump out a hour long pre-show and an hour long post-show every single week that you can hear on level 13. And my other show, That Darn Elvis, we put out a pre-show and a post-show. And there's,
like 5 minutes. Five-minute post.
We're working on a three-way with Vera Charles and Adam and myself. Well, that's Scott from this That Darn Elvis and Adam and myself. A three-way that will just, it'll be a level 13 exclusive. All of these things that you can get, and you would think to yourself, oh, I got to chip in $5 a month or something like that. No, it's absolutely free. All you have to do is send us an email and say, hey, I want to be a member of level 13, and that's all there is to it. And then we'll get you hooked up for it. So it's a special behind-the-scenes club just for people that want to hear more of us. That, you know, that's all it is, Adam. That's all it is.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know which button I'm supposed to push.
Because you don't have.
I had to think about it for a second. Now I know which button to push.
See, that's why the buttons need to be labeled, Daniel. You need to, there needs to be in version 2.
I will not have you impugn the Rodecaster.
We need to talk to the product manager of the Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah, product manager to product manager. You're going to call them and just call them on the carpet. Hey, Adam, if people would like to send us an email, they can do so. The email address is contact@mix-podcast.com. You can leave us a voicemail. Head over to it's just a website. Just head over to voicemail.mix-podcast.com. This works best if you do it on your mobile phone because you can just push the button that says record and you're talking to us. There you go. You're recording a voicemail on your phone. It's fun. And we'd love to hear from you. And that's kind of it. We'll be back next Friday night streaming live on Pride48.com. Adam?
Speaking of Mariah Carey and National Cookie Day, she actually has now put out her own line of cookies. They're called Mariah's Cookies.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.